This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail for delivery today. Plus, don't forget the Uber, the Lyft, and the taxi drivers, too, keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there to offer. All right. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the big brouhaha that's fixing to come down is going to be the arrest of Jeffrey Epstein over the weekend, arrested in New York on sex charges. Law enforcement officials say that he will be indicted arraigned today. And this all boils down to a little something that we used to call the Lolita Express when it was hot and in the news and all the stuff that was going on and the politicians that were mentioned. But you, ironically enough, wrote an article on July the 3rd, which apparently predicted what was going to happen here to a certain extent. So tell us about all that.
Okay. there's a lot of moving parts to this. He was actually arrested at Teterboro Airport on his plane was landing.
Arthur Godfrey's old airport, yeah. Okay.
He was landing from Paris.
Uh-huh.
And while that was going on, whoever officials were executing a search warrant in his residence in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, having said all that, he's already served time. And I think he actually was required to be listed as a sex offender. I might be mistaken on that, but something tells me that there's some truth to that, as I remember. I looked at this case 4 or 5 years ago, spent a lot of time on it, so I've forgotten some things. But when he when there was actually a plea deal, if you will, it included a handful of these girls. It didn't include necessarily the rest of them or all of them. A lot of them were told that they would be part of the witness testimony and they would be compensated and all this, and they got cut out of the original deal. So a lot of these girls have said, we've had it, we were promised all this, we didn't get it, and that's why this case has now come forward again.
Mm.
Right.
So they went public.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I've written on Epstein a couple of times in the last couple of months just because I've been watching this thing again. It's kind of like deja vu. But mm-hmm. Let's talk about the 26 trips because that seems to be getting all the headlines that Clinton made on the airplane to go down to mm-hmm. otherwise known as Sin Island or Orgy Island, whatever we want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
So they counted 26 trips. Okay, fine. But that does not include other sexual interactions that Clinton likely had in Miami, because he didn't have to go all the way to the island,
right?
Or in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, now, there's some other fascinating people that got on these planes, on Jeffrey Epstein's plane, and flew down there to his island.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of interesting people.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting part about this is when you put people on an airplane, you have to do a manifest, because you're like essentially leaving CONUS, the
yep.
contiguous United States, okay? So you have to file a flight plan, and you have to say who's on your passenger list. And that passenger list, otherwise known as a manifest, goes to the airport officials, which really becomes the property of the FAA.
Mm-hmm.
When that manifest is filled out, it is, and somebody signs it, that's essentially swearing that this is true, in fact, a legal, essentially a legal document.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's all kinds of people whose names were just not, either one, not listed, or two, just their initials or just their first name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when Bill Clinton went, there were many times that the Secret Service wasn't even listed.
Correct.
Which says, did he just throw them off? Did he pay them to go away or what? Yet there are other trips, there were as many as six Secret Service on the plane with him.
Mm-hmm.
So now the question is, in all of this investigation, did anybody interview any of his Secret Service detail?
Mm-hmm.
One fascinating name that is on the manifest many times is a fellow by the name of Doug Band. Doug Band, at one point, was chairman or CEO of the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
So it isn't just about Billy Boy. There are many others that made trips. The Prince of Monaco. I mean, I can go on and on and on.
Well, the Prince, Prince Andrew from England, right?
Well, that's the Prince of Monaco.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
And then, of course, there's the Black Book. And there's some fascinating people in the Black Book. But that doesn't mean that they made this trip. What his Black Book tells you is that he always went after wealth.
Mm.
So anybody had any wealth, they were in his Black Book.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. I'll tell you what, they couldn't make this up if you tried, and it's all coming to bear today in New York City as the arraignment will take place. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our very good friends at the USCCA. Now, the USCCA, go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that big old USCCA logo that's right there. Take a chance to win a free gun a day. Changes every night at midnight. You get an opportunity every day to sign up and put your name in the hat to win that gun. And we want to announce somebody here in the show, so you can't do it if you don't enter. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. And while you're there, there are three levels of membership. Check out the one you might want to be a member of. And remember, when you become a member, you get $474 worth of free stuff. And you also get some great gear from the USCCA. And don't forget, it is all about protecting your Second Amendment rights over there. So, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo. All right, we're back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello.
Hello, hello.
I believe we have a question. I'm going to find out who it is. I'm not sure if it's Bag Gavin Bob or not. But, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
You got it right. This is Bag Gavin Bob from Clearwater, Florida.
All right. My first guess was my best. Go ahead.
Anyway, wanted to reference a great podcast that I listened to by Ben Shapiro, the June 30 podcast of the Ben Shapiro, who had David Barton on. He goes into...
Isn't he remarkable?
Yeah. Religion by the Founders, okay? And one of the things that they said was that in the public universities, the principles of the Bible were to be taught, not so much the doctrine of the Bible, but the principles, and to be used as a textbook and a moral guide. And also what he went into, and this podcast goes into a lot of detail on the total thing of, anyway, you have to listen to it. I can't go into it, but anyway, it definitely should be listened to by a lot of your listeners. And I think, what's her name, the the prayer intercessor that you have would really enjoy this.
If she had a computer, she probably would.
Yeah. If. She really would. I mean, this really references, and we give her a good compass as to how to tie on religion back with the founding of the Constitution and all this type of thing. I'm not remembering all this stuff real well. But anyway, I'm just giving you the thing on it. And the other thing is how we deal with the Muslim world. Back in the days, they had like a 22-year war against the Barbary Coast pirates slash Muslims.
That's how the Marines got started, yep. Mm-hmm.
And Thomas Jefferson read the Koran and said it was totally against our moral principles and that we should. Anyway, that's about what I got. So I won't take up too much more of your time and let Denise get on to whatever she has to respond.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right. Well, I understand what he's saying. I understand about the war with the Barbary pirates in Tripoli. I studied that at length. Part of what I did when I was training for the military and whatnot, we had to study all that. But anyway, you take it wherever you want. You want to mention anything?
Oh, I would. Let me do a comment on what he just said on Dave Barton. He has a website called Wall Builders, and it is a remarkable, remarkable website. So if you haven't been over to Wall Builders, absolutely go over there. Okay, where are we?
Back to the Lolita plane.
Oh. Well, I mean, we kind of covered a lot of this. The big thing that concerns me are the flight manifests, because I don't believe that they're one complete. And I think there are people there that are missing. And when you sign off on that, you're supposed to say, it's true and accurate, and they're just not. So we have a lot more that's going to come out here.
How about Nancy Pelosi's daughter? Her name is Christine Pelosi, coming out and saying, well, some of our faves are going to be showing up on this list.
Well, and some of them are, Ira Magaziner, Doug Band, Clinton Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite the list that's on the manifest. And I haven't even, I haven't been through them in years. But I had to go to my spiral notebook and kind of pull out some old notes that I had. So it's going to get interesting. So Epstein is going to, appears in court today for his bond hearing.
Okay.
See what goes from there.
We'll know that. All right. Now, we got to talk about Iran because last week we had an Iranian oil tanker that was taken into custody, I guess I'll call it that, by the British Navy, who also had the help of the Straits of Gibraltar police in Spain, who brought it in to port, and Iran raised a stink about it. But then all of a sudden we've got Iran ramping up their uranium production and saying that they're just not going to pay any attention to anybody. They're just going to do what they're going to do.
Maybe they will and maybe they won't.
Because
we have the abilities to make sure that kind of doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But what Iran is doing is they're kind of pulling out all these stops and against the United States, against the sanctions, and the United States has certainly taken its stand. Trump got out of the nuclear deal, I think it was Bolton that placed the call to the officials to have the Iranian oil tanker seized in the Straits of Gibraltar, which the Brits did. And now Iran is going after the Brits. They want the ship released. Well, it ain't going to happen. All right? So what Iran is doing now is saying to Europe, hey, Europe, France, Britain, and Germany especially, you guys are a new problem here, and you need to come with us, and you need to do blah, 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 blah. You need to honor your signatures on this deal, blah, 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 blah. So Iran is trying to put Europe now against the United States, and with respect to the nuclear deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what
Bolton, and Bolton and Pompeo are working very diligently to say, come on, Europe. Really? Is this okay with you? Because it's not okay with us. So they're trying to do a sales job, and in the meantime, you have Iran that's throwing sand in the gears.
Well, here are the comments made by the French. The French foreign minister says that they firmly urge Iran to curb uranium enrichment. That's number one. Number two, Britain says Iran must stop and reverse nuclear activities. That from the foreign ministry. And the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called for the P5 plus one, their response to Iran as a group.
Which is the original, all of the original signatories, P5 plus one.
Correct.
Of which we are a part of that, but we're not. So what he's, what Netanyahu is really saying is, hey, you P5 plus one, you better all get back together again here, and this is where we are, and this is what you really need to do. So, because Israel certainly is on, you know, the short list of, being threatened by any and all means by Iran. So Israel's got the tantamount concerns here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to get a P5 plus one to all, kind of all come together? And I think not in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
No, that ain't going to happen.
Now,
go ahead.
All right, well, before we run out of time, the president has said that he's going to arrange for the members of the press to take the tour of the migrant detention centers down along the border, not just the one in question, but all of them.
Okay.
So that's a good thing, I think, and I don't think they're... And by the way, the Homeland Chief said that the allegations on the border conditions are totally unsubstantiated and that AOC never saw what she said she saw.
Well, look, there are, you know, there are some issues with some of these detention centers, but it's kind of like, you know, you got a detention center that was designed to hold 200 people and it's holding 1,000. What are you going to do?
Right.
You got another detention center that's designed to hold 300 and it's got 2,000. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
The Border Patrol's run out of money, so they can't just keep running home and grabbing diapers from their own kids, you know, nursery and you know, being Uber drivers and taking people wherever they need to go. You gotta go over here and be, so all of this is because Border Patrol's run out of money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who is that to blame? It's Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until this past week that they finally approved the what? The $4.6 billion?
Yeah.
Well, now, let's put that in perspective for a second. $4.6 billion. Why is this our problem?
Now, we got about 20 seconds, and apparently the Venezuelan opposition is going to be meeting with Maduro envoys in Norway for talks, and apparently the interim president's going to be there along with Maduro's people. What do you think?
Good. I'm happy for it. Let's go. Let's rock.
Okay, let's see what happens when that happens. Okay, Denise Simon, we will talk to you tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out her articles. And like I say, she wrote this article about the Epstein thing back on July the 3rd, not knowing what was going to transpire that just did transpire over the weekend. The arraignment coming today of Mr. Epstein for the second time. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In London, Britain's ambassador to the United States described the Trump administration as diplomatically clumsy and inept, and he said he doubted it would become substantially more normal, according to a leaked diplomatic cable
published, according to a leaked diplomatic cable. The memo was one of several leaked documents published by the Mail newspaper in which Ambassador Kim Darroch made highly negative statements about the government of Britain's closest ally. He also said, "We don't believe this administration is going to become any more normal, less dysfunctional, less unpredictable, less faction-driven, less diplomatically clumsy, and less inept." When asked about the leaked cables, President Donald Trump told reporters that Darroch has not served the UK well. The United States and the UK enjoy what each other describe as a special relationship that has held strong since World War II. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. To find out more about the National Aviation Academy, their website is naa.edu, naa.edu. Go there to find out more. But in the meantime, here's more about them right here.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. As a matter of fact, most have chosen now to go to technical schools to learn a trade that, in most cases, will wind up paying them more than a college degree would that they get right off the bat. For example, most of the liberal arts graduates now make $11,000 less than what they thought they were going to make, which is less than what a highly certified aviation maintenance tech can make with the proper training from the National Aviation Academy. Because National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 a year or more, and you are in control of your paycheck. All you have to do is check them out to find out more at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or give them a call and take the tour. Tell them you want to take the tour by calling them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Now, they have locations in both Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston, and also down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, you heard me talk about Admiral Moran in the last hour, who abruptly resigned last night from the U.S. Navy after a stellar career, but something happened along the line that he was scheduled to take the Chief of Naval Operations job in the first of August, and something along the line happened to where he not only is not doing that, but he's resigning from the Navy. So his choice, and that's all we know. I'm sure we'll find out more in the future. Now, also, more than 9 months after he was charged with murder, attempted murder, and a string of other alleged war crimes tied to a 2017 deployment in Iraq, Special Warfare Operator, former Navy Chief Edward Eddie Gallagher, strolled out of the Naval Base San Diego courtroom a free man, guilty only of appearing in an inappropriate photograph, which caused him to have a reduction in rank from Chief Petty Officer to Petty Officer First Class and have to pay a fine of $5,400 for being in the picture, plus a reduction in pay. So as a result, it looks like within the next 2 to 3 weeks, he will take his option of early retirement and leave the Navy. And certainly under the circumstances, that's not a bad idea. And he's probably going to make a lot of money on a book deal, or maybe there'll be a movie deal. But I'm just saying, he's probably going to make a lot of money in that respect, because I'm sure people would want to are going to want to hear his story, because a lot of people are in his camp. Did not buy the lie that was being sold by the military. And by the way, the former SEAL commander, a Navy lieutenant, is being brought up on charges, and he goes to court today. So in lieu of everything else that's going on here, the person who is being charged with lying and conduct unbecoming, if you will, and there was another charge in there which I can't seem to find right now, he goes to court this week, and we'll see where all of that goes. By the way, the aircraft carrier USS Harry S. Truman and their strike group is going to be replacing the Eisenhower carrier strike group for upcoming deployment over in the Persian Gulf area in that region. And the USS Harry S. Truman is still undergoing sea trials right now before they get ready to embark and go over to replace the Eisenhower carrier group. And we'll see how all that works out. Now, the Air Force has announced that airmen in some special duty or instructor positions will have a year cut from their current tour lengths. That's not a bad idea, giving them some more opportunity so they don't suffer from burnout in some of those cases. And in addition, Lieutenant General Jim Slife, USAF, took command of Air Force Special Operations Command. He succeeds Lieutenant General Brad Webb, who will now serve as commander of the Air Education and Training Command. These are some promotions that are now being announced, and there you go. Now, a lot of people don't realize that the president, being a commander-in-chief of the military, and what he did on July 4th, when he marshaled a few tanks, some bombers, and other machinery of war for the 4th of July celebration, that traditionally is light on military might. However, critics who accused him of using America's military as a political prop are absolutely, positively wrong. Instead, he propped up the military without doing it in a political sense for anybody that was watching. And it was a tremendous display of patriotism. I've talked to people on both sides of the aisle. I've talked to people who were in Washington. I've talked to people who were all around the country who have let me know either by Facebook or by messaging, email messages or whatnot, that they loved what they saw. And some of these people don't really care for the president, didn't vote for him, but they loved what he did by emphasizing the military and the love and respect that he has for them and the love and respect that everybody in the country should have for them too. And most Americans, when polled about the parade and about the festivities in the 4th of July on the National Mall, most Americans approved the actions of the president and what he did in Washington, D.C. More than disapproved. So that's a start. That's a start. Because anybody that tells you, well, 65%, 70%, I've heard all kinds of numbers. Just they think this was all political. No, they don't. No, they don't. That's fake news. That is big time fake news. The majority of them, don't buy that. Don't buy that. And I'm answering a message here that was just sent to me. That's why I hesitated a bit. Now, also, you have to understand we've got a new military budget we're working on. And that military budget that we're working on is something really pretty interesting. Because more money will flow. The Democrats put in more money for certain programs that they wanted in there. So it's kind of interesting to see how this will all work out and play out in the not-too-distant future. Now, obviously they're going to go back and forth on the military budget. We have the Space Force in there. The Pentagon is eyeing a military space station now. They're talking about having a revolving space station with a platform with people stationed to it that are watching what's going on. So there you go. There you go. But anyway, it is what it is. And I will be right back. We should be hearing from Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And boy, there's some financial news to be talking about tonight, for sure, as things are looking up in the world in which we live. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, it is, and that's Donna Fiducia, and she and her husband Don are up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us right now up there on the all-new AM 1330 WLBB, our affiliate up there, and a big hoo-ah up there to everybody that's listening, because that's right up there in the backyard of Fort Benning, Georgia. There you go. Now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us, but before I get to him, I'm going to tell you all about Mixon's Groveside Cafe, because Thursday, July the 11th, I will be down there for lunch from 12 noon to 1:30, 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. And don't forget, they got some great lunchtime specials there. Now, you can call ahead and order if you want, 941-748-5829. And don't forget, when you get one of those great lunch specials, you can always finish your lunch off with an orange swirl ice cream cone. And with that, I got Chris Markowski's attention. Good morning.
Good morning.
When do you want one of those?
Not on my diet, but I'd have to make an exception, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to be down there Thursday, so I hope they got lots of orange swirl ice cream for the guys that are going to be with me, because they all want some. all right, now, I don't know if you heard this or not, but this AOC thing going back and forth about the border and what she saw and the fake picture that they caught her at, that it was in a parking lot, it wasn't even on the border where this picture was taken, it was up the road a ways at a parking lot of some sort of department store or mall or whatnot with a gate. But anyway, she was not where she said she was. And the acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McElmon said that she's not only lying about this, but the people that have repeated her lies are lying as well.
Yeah, I saw some of the pictures, and it first started out over stupid over a watch, but then if you take a look, she's there crying, and it's in front of a parking lot. You know, it's just politicians do this stuff all the time. If you remember way back when Bill Clinton was at Normandy Beach, and he made a cross in the sand, yet there's no rocks there.
I do.
With rocks, so obviously brought those rocks with him, and mm-hmm. It was staged. Everything they did there was staged. So, yeah, this is something that politicians do all the time. Shouldn't surprise anybody, especially those looking for effect.
Yeah. Now, we are talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And, of course, he is all about financial different things. Check him out at watchdogonwallstreet.com. J.P. Morgan has come out and said it's time to take profits of the $5 trillion market rally right now, which they're predicting is going to end.
Well, I would definitely always be looking to take profits. I try to explain profits and moving things around almost like trimming trees to some degrees. You want to get them down to size. You want to cut here and snip here. You want to balance your portfolio. If you have a portion that is outperforming other parts, well, then you're going to have to reallocate assets elsewhere. It's a smart and prudent thing to do. Does it mean sell everything and get out? No, it just means to obviously get things under control, just like you would your garden at your house.
Now, about 25% of the country, according to a poll that was done, do not plan to retire, despite the fact that they might be eligible to. They plan to keep on working.
Now, I'm a big believer in that. I think it's a healthy thing to do. I really believe that. I think that the whole concept in of itself is kind of silly to me. Obviously, when you get older, you're not going to be capable of having the same abilities that you had when you're younger, and oftentimes maybe your stamina is affected, whatever it may be. But you've got all this crystallized knowledge that other people don't have that needs to be put to use. And I think that that's important. I'm a big believer that people that have had these long-spanning careers in these various different fields would be utilized to a great degree by actually going out and doing teaching. I talk about this in terms of my kids. I mean, who would you rather have teach your kid? Someone who went to college, got an education degree, and is teaching chemistry, or somebody that was a chemist for 30 years and has actually been there, done that? I'll take the latter.
Now, there's a lot of questions going on about what's going on in Turkey, but here's one that I hadn't heard until just yesterday with this newspaper story that popped out. Traders are beginning to worry over the Turkish central bank's credibility.
Well, you take a look at the Turkish lira and how it has, performed.
It's dropped, hasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. It's gotten out of control. And it's so much about the Turkish central bank being able to get it under control. I think it's almost a shot more at the leadership over there and faith in what's going on in that nation. There's been a lot of manipulation when it comes to currencies. And Donald Trump's actually talked a lot about that as of late. You want to tie that into the United States. His latest appointment to the Fed, Judy Shelton, is a big believer in monetary stability. Not a big focus on the interest rate stuff. It's monetary stability is what really matters, and how various different nations can take advantage by manipulating their currency, by basically pushing the value of it down, making their exports cheaper.
And I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. For more information about him and what he does, go to watchdogonwallstreet.com. Well, I'm glad you brought up the Fed, because Stephen Moore, who withdrew his name from the appointment to the Fed, has said the very tight Fed is strangling the growth of the U.S. economy.
Well, I'm not necessarily. I don't think it's very tight. I mean, that's. I think he threw the word "very" there. I think is a bit much. I mean, interest rates are pretty low. But again, you know, I think the Fed they've got these textbooks and these rules that they've used for such a long period of time, and they don't match. Not to say that the rules worked, because the Fed has caused plenty of recessions and made many mistakes. We don't have much inflation out there, little if anything at all. If that is their mandate, well, they should continue to loosen. Not to mention the fact the amount of money that the Fed pays out in interest payments to banks who keep money on their balance sheet. I don't understand the point behind that. You want to have more money flow into the economy. You want business to have access to more money, which would further stimulate the economy. You know, speaking of which, you know, you got an economy that's doing very, very well. You know, with their low inflation, despite the fact that we just had another, you know, fantastic month when it comes to jobs growth.
That's right. It was only supposed to be around 160,000. It wound up being 224,000. Everybody was surprised.
You know, the good thing about it as well is you take a look at the labor participation rate, which is outstanding. More people actually entering the labor force is what we want to see.
Now, someone by the name of Edward Naroli made a comment about the Fed. He said it's stuck in an economic intelligence vacuum. I'm not sure who this Naroli fellow is.
Sounds like something I would say, and something I have said again and again and again. And I think that that's part of the problem, their inability to think outside the box and actually, you know, see the terrain rather than the map. You go into battle, Matt, you know, you have a map and your map says one thing, but the terrain tells you something else. You go with the terrain.
Yeah. And the market apparently has gotten away, carried away lately with a lot of these rate cut predictions. I keep hearing, well, we're going to cut this, we've got to cut that, we've got to do this, we've got to do that. What say you? Are they over predicting what they're doing here?
No, I think there's a lot of buzz about it. You know, if, let's say the Fed doesn't do anything. And that was the fear on Friday, because the job numbers are so good. They say, oh, you know, the Fed's not going to lower rates. Who cares? I mean, what's the overall economy doing right now? I mean, would it be beneficial? Would it, I think, you know, actually add some, you know, fuel to the overall economy? Yeah. But, you know, I look at things and say, okay, what if it doesn't happen? So what? I mean, the economy's going to continue to go along at the growth that it has, even though we'd much rather, you know, see, lower rates and have more money available to businesses and to individuals.
Now, somebody by the name of Mark Mobius, is saying that every portfolio needs at least 10% gold in it.
I think that, well, you know, right now, especially with Sheldon coming on there, hard money people, 10% is yeah, it's not a bad number. There's also a percent in there in cash as well. But, you know, notice it's not an enormous percentage. You know, what happens is people end up getting it carried away with this stuff. And I'm sure, you know, he's talking not so much in terms of physical, but actual stuff that you can actually make it easier for you to trade and get in and out of. It's a hedge. And there's nothing wrong with having a hedge.
Oh, by the way, in case you haven't been paying attention here, Ilhan Omar and Tlaib and the cast of characters are out there, and they're going after Pelosi for her public sentiments comments about the way that the minorities there are acting, namely Tlaib and Omar.
Yeah, I think it was in relation to an interview that Pelosi did with Maureen Dowd in the New York Times. They weren't too happy.
That's it. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and we'll be right back with more Frank Salvato coming in. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with a lot more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun? Come on now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.